Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, heard weekdays at 12 noon on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. I hope you're enjoying this heat in Southern California. Woo! I just want you to know that when planets are having fire transits, like Sun, Moon, Mercury, and Venus, then that's right, it heats up a little bit. So we're getting some hot April days because of the hot Aries transits. Today we are going to talk about lost souls, and we're going to also talk about possession and entities. And this is a topic that a lot of people like. Now, you know, I want to tell you what a problem is, okay? Let's talk about problems. Yesterday I was listening to one of the best shows I ever heard in my life, Terry Cole Whitaker, which follows me on Tuesday. She was talking about the importance of being happy and finding bliss in your life. And I thought, wow, that was one of the best messages I ever thought I'd ever heard, because she really kept the purpose of life very simple. And I really reiterate that. If you are out there fighting with yourself, and if you are out there figuring out what to be worried about, what to be negative about, what to fear, or what to actually self-destruct, then you are really blowing the purpose of life. Because simple emotions like being happy and like learning how to breathe and bringing in bliss vibration, just like Terry Cole Whitaker said on her show yesterday, which is on from 2 to 3 p.m. on Tuesdays on KFOX, as far as I can see, is the purpose to life, happiness and bliss. So I've taken on that umbrella of kindness from her, and it feels great. Now, on the other hand, many of you born in Scorpio generations, a lot of you born in the 60s with Neptune in Scorpio and all this Virgo stuff, Pluto and Uranus in Virgo through much of the 60s and also part of the 50s, many of you that have Cancer planets in your chart or fourth house planets, a lot of you with Virgo planets or sixth house planets, and just an accumulation of water, Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer. Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer are sensitive energies. Sometimes too sensitive. They're not only are good lovers and very passionate, but oftentimes Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer energy can be negative, worried, afraid, and have tremendous fears. Now, I'm going to get to the point in a second here, but the main concern here is to zero in on perhaps a child's chart or your chart to see if this child would have the elements of depression in their chart. That means that if you spend, for example, if you're an adult and you haven't learned how to be happy and find bliss through meditation or breathing or just being, as Terry Cole Whitaker would say, then not only do you have a problem, as far as I can see, you also create a vulnerable aura about you that I would say would bait depressed negative entities towards you from other realms. Now, let me make this clear. We on the earth plane actually are representatives of what we call the omniverse, or the multidimensional universe that exists through within and through without. And frankly, the senses that we have are good, our six senses, and even if you have ESP, your seventh sense, but frankly, they're not really good enough. Because we are only in control of a small percentage of our brain capacity. People want to know, why is that? Why are human beings only 10 to 16% in control of their brain capacity? I'll tell you why. Because the other 84, 85% is the right brain. And because we live in left brain society, or we're very conscious of this dimension, materialism, money, property, assets, and the illusion of this dimension, we are focused on a part of our brain that is very limiting. And one day as we ascend to the right side of our brain, which is the window to the intuitive mind and the higher self and psychic and spiritual awareness, then we could perhaps open to 50 or 60% of our brain capacity and be more aware of the omniverse and the multidimensional universe. But because I've been meditating for many years, and because I choose to be in a blissful, happy environment all the time, and because I've learned how not to worry and be scared or frightened on a regular basis, and because I have actually had visions and also astral travel, and because I've been trained by masters and by teachers and guides and elders to understand what is going on. I have found that a very interesting process occurs when we die. When a person dies, and I want to remind you that Earth is not home. Earth is not where we live. Earth is where we experience, experiment, and grow. But we are anchored, we are literally anchored in a far-off realm that is many dimensions and a full warp away from where we are. When we sleep, like Terry Cole Whitaker said on her show yesterday, we really go home. When we die, we attempt to go home because the soul leaves the body and is given the choice to take a window of light to a higher realm where the Akashic records lie, where the soul review and judgment lies, and also where the choice to ascension or descension also lies. The unfortunate problem that we are dealing with is that sometimes life might not seem that easy. Neither is death. There is a right and a wrong way to die. A lot of people don't know this, but it's too bad. If we were fully aware of the ramifications behind what could happen if we die wrong, then I would firmly think that we might even teach these philosophies in our schools to our children and to everyone in order to teach them proper ways to die. Frankly, there's no clear concept because we do live in an illusion and we do live in a veil or a fog dimension here. I've heard lots of different information. I've even heard that some sects of religions and philosophies believe that you have a choice of either going towards a brightness or a coolness. And the brightness would be actually where a lot of your friends and relatives might be who have not gone into the light, whereas the coolness is where you're really supposed to go. Well, that's up for grabs. Frankly, whatever I feel as far as love and light, I will ascend to. If I see a bright light, I'm going to go right into it. That's the philosophy. But frankly, if you make a mistake and you don't go into the light to reach the Akashic stream after death, or you don't have a guide to lead you there, then you can be caught in another realm that exists between heaven and earth, between the heavenly dimensions and the Akashic records and the earth plane, which many people refer to as the limbo plane, or the realm where the lost souls dwell. I want you to know that this realm is loaded with countless lost souls, not only earthlings, but the philosophy and the theory behind demons and the theory behind the devil actually is sourced from the fact, from my own personal studies and my own personal, actually, experiments, that not only are there earth beings trapped in the limbo plane, because the limbo plane is affected by all realms of consciousness and all realms of existence, there are also alien life forms that do not go into the light from their planetary states, and they are also in limbo, and because they don't look like humans, they may reflect a demonic or a gargoyle type, a goblin type reflection. So this limbo realm is actually filled with lots of interesting goodies as far as weird, dark, bad, or just unevolved or trickster type entities that we become very susceptible to ever since we are a little baby, because we are not trained in the spirit at a very young age. Most of us are not trained in the spirit because we are not trained concerning bliss and happiness, self-love and self-esteem, because we are not trained about love and light and God at an early age. We are very much vulnerable to entity interference at a very young age. And one of my good friends who's an exorcist, Dr. Charles Whitehouse, who should be listed in Paradise Valley, Arizona, in case you're interested, in case you're recording this, you want to reach him. I don't have his number handy, but it's Paradise Valley, Arizona, Dr. Charles Whitehouse. He, in some experiments that he did with me, actually proved to me that most people that you know every day, including yourself, will carry around an average of from 7 to 12 entities on your chakras. Because see, the interesting thing about limbo is that because you are between heaven and earth, you are not really material, so you really cannot affect this plane in a material sense, and you have not gone into the light, so that option has been closed to you, unless you attain another level of spiritual qualification in limbo, where you can finally ascend to the light in another choice situation. It's like dying from limbo. But frankly, the only senses that these dark, discarnate beings have, the only powers they have, is that they can actually experience life in this dimension on any planet through our chakras if we allow them invitation. And the reason why I was talking about depression and fear and worry and negativity at the beginning of the show and going through all these astrological placements of Scorpio, Pisces, Cancer planets, Virgo, or actually sixth house planets, or maybe a heavily afflicted moon or a heavily afflicted sun or ascendant, which would create a child that could be very nervous or frightened, are some of these generations of people with like Neptune in Scorpio, Pluto in Scorpio, Pluto in Virgo, and Uranus in Scorpio and such as that. See, these people tend to go through trauma, worry, and fear at a very early age. And when you're not spiritual, the epitomization of lacking spirituality, in my opinion, is fear and negativity and worry. And what that does is it actually shuts down your chakra system and leaves you vulnerable to invitation and intervention from negative entities that you can pick up from like the time you're around 1 or 2 years old throughout your whole life. Now, you can take a look at a lot of things that happen on this planet as far as what's good and what's bad or what's positive and what's negative from the effect that this possession, this mass cultural possession has on the world. I'll tell you why. Because we do lack proper focus in spiritual knowledge and spiritual enlightenment and evolution. Oftentimes, we dwell on primitive and fundamentalist faiths that really don't analyze and focus on what the true problem is. There's the symbolism of heaven and hell and angel and Jesus or the devil and Jesus or whatever, but it's really not laid out or outlined for us clearly what is going on. And what is going on is that obviously a lot of these dark entities that are in limbo, who lack spirit and who lack the knowledge to go into the light, a lot of them are people that have died of self-destructive diseases like AIDS, heart disease, cancer, and such. Also, people that are obsessed and addicted to third dimensional life like smoking, drinking, cocaine using, heroin addiction, and marijuana smoking. Now you know why they call it devil weed. And also people that are also very depressed and very lonely and very limited. And what they do is they find vehicles in these children, very young and even older people, where they latch on. And the more entities that a person receives, the more distorted his choices, the more distorted his centering and his balancing, and the more distorted his lifestyle. Now you tell me what happens when you see a child go into alcoholism or marijuana smoking at a young age, or a child in the inner city turn to a life of crime or a life of violence, and you tell me what's going on in these gangs here. I mean, you are really observing mass possession. God forbid that a world leader or someone should be put in a position of power like an Adolf Hitler, who I estimate had over 20 to 40 dark entities inside of him. When we get over 12, we refer to that as the high-level possession or a demonic takeover, literally a demonic takeover. And much of the negative energy on this planet is actually a reflection of this mass possession that is going on. Now, you know, at this point, I don't want you to be frightened or worried, because frankly, if you are a person that lives on basics, and if you find yourself not an addicted personalities I have found, in other words, people that will not stop smoking will definitely have one or more nicotine entities or smoking entities inside of them that actually encourage smoking and self-destruction, slow death through tobacco. Same with any bad habit. If you find yourself hooked on cocaine or hooked on marijuana or even hooked on a drug like sugar or caffeine, then you better believe that you may be encouraged to destroy the temple of your soul, your body, through use and inclination and influence from a negative entity that might have latched on to your aura or your chakras. Now, how do you get possessed is the question. Well, depression and trauma and worry and negativity leaves you totally vulnerable. Also, just getting drunk, just for fun. Getting drunk or getting stoned on your buns and not being in control of your spirit, and getting stoned or getting drunk for the wrong reason because you are depressed, also leaves you wide open and vulnerable. And even going into shock or having a bad accident when you're a child or when you're an adult can also leave you vulnerable. So what do you do about it? Well, first of all, if you do have all that negative energy in your chart as far as Scorpio, water, Virgo, or whatever, then take my advice and take Terry Cole Whitaker's advice. Be happy and find bliss, which means stop making your life such a gutter. Follow the basics of just Oh, Dr. Whitehouse is on line 6. You're kidding. Is he really? Hold on for a second. We'll get to Dr. Whitehouse in just a minute if that's truly Doc. Hold on, Doc. Like I was saying, frankly, is that if people are really in a position where they feel like they're not themselves, or they know people that are not themselves, number one is you have to be able to identify the problem, and the problem would be that you're not totally in control of your life because you might have some entity interference in your aura, in your chakra systems. So being spiritual and being loving and being willing to exorcise or throw off these entities is a major key to being whole and clear. That's why I recommend meditation and prayer and affirmation and visualization and psychic protection. Is that you on line 6, Doc?
Here, Farley.
You're kidding. What were you? You're in Arizona or you're here in L.A.?
Well, Issa called me and said that you didn't have my phone number. You mentioned my name.
Boy, the network works fast around here, doesn't it, Doc? Now, I'm talking about that topic today of entity interference and possession that you and I discussed for many, many years now. And are you still doing that in Arizona?
That's all I do.
So what you do is you take crystalline devices and you use them to exercise people's auras on a recommendation that they adhere to a sober spiritual lifestyle to prevent further interference. Is that right?
Correct. There's other things, drugs, alcohol will just blow your field wide open.
That's right. And frankly, what I was just discussing in the topic was that if people don't get in control of their entities and don't somehow process them, then this can lead to debilitation, fear, traumatic depression, bad health, ill health, possible cancer, heart disease, surgery, or worse, and eventually death if they're not careful.
See, that's absolutely correct, because what people don't realize is that when an entity gets into your field, whatever they died from is still within their program. So then you become the host, they're the uninvited guest, but you're sharing the subconscious, so they pre-program your program with their problem.
And when I was working with you many years ago, about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we were talking about like the influence of marijuana then, and you were telling me that once you cleared someone that was a marijuana smoker, if they went back and got stoned off of one joint, that this would open their aura to compounded entity interference, almost like a bunch of heads running to a pot field and pulling up the herbs, if you know what I mean.
See, with a person using a negative vibration pattern to open up their field to begin with, they attract other negative entities that are interested in that drug back into their field. So they're really compounding the whole problem.
Now, what you do is you ask people to send you their picture for a fee, and then you put them in the machine, and you work with some exorcists on the other side, and you help clear their aura of all these negative entities so they can be themselves. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, what is the process of this? How can you do this from just looking at a picture?
Well, the photo just holds the aura, the vibration pattern. And what the radionics does, or what is called psychotronics today, is that it fixes the vibration. So when I tune into you, I work out a pattern on the instrument, and it ties my mind up with your mind. And as long as the instrument is on, then we program a certain effect within your field. And when we do that, we take your picture, put it in, we tune into you, and then we start opening up your aura, and the doctors from the other side come in, and they start taking the entities out. It's all a pre-programmed arrangement. After your aura is cleared out of there, and I get an all-clear signal, then I put another vibration pattern on the instrument, which is like saying putting it on my mind to your mind, and that seals the aura up. It takes about an hour and 20-some-odd minutes to seal an aura. It takes about 3.5 hours to clean a part of it out.
Okay, and when I first met you, Doc, I want to just confirm this for all my listeners, that I personally had some substance abuse, and when I first met Dr. Whitehouse, he put me through this procedure where I believe you told me I had 8 entities, some of them I had since I was 3 or 2 years old.
Correct.
And ever since then, I not only do not have substance abuse, but I found it easy to live a sober lifestyle for many years now, and obviously my life has changed totally. Am I still cooking in that machine, Doc?
You're still cooking, and so are your parents.
You have my parents in there, I think you have my friend Laurel's in there, and so it was quite an incredible, actually, effect. It was a major rebirth for me, Because as you know, my total lifestyle changed. When you don't feel like you're hooked on anything anymore, you sure have a lot more energy to do with your life at that point. But people don't have to be hooked on drugs or alcohol to have entity possession, right? Most people have entities, right?
The majority of people do, because many times they get opened up when they're children, the vast majority, because of falls, accidents, injuries, high fever, operations. Hundreds of thousands of people are opened up every day due to anesthesia. It'll just blow you right out of your vehicle.
Now, I also found, Doc, that after you put me through the machine, that I evolved spiritually, that my aura was strengthened, that I could feel my aura and my multidimensional self more. I was able to brighten my spirit and to sort of adhere to a more of a natural light protection or love vibration inside of myself that was like literally almost invulnerable.
Well, see, we do programs on you every day. Right now we have a major program on your body, which is your connecting body between the mind and the physical. And we're doing a process of connecting the connectors to the mental body so that there'll be clearer channels through there.
Now, Doc, are you as powerful that sometimes if you're with a person in person and not by the machine, that you can touch their chakras and send them energy and help remove some of the entities in that process too?
Not as a rule as removing the entities, but a lot of times people, when I'm around them, they get lifted up because of the energy field.
Yeah.
Went into a cab in Bangkok, Thailand. And a man that had abscess of the ears for a number of years and couldn't hear out of one, his hearing came right back in.
Wow.
He turned around and he was amazed. And it happens with some people. It doesn't happen with all people.
Now, when you were in Los Angeles, Doc, you told me in 1985, I believe, that you were working on a machine that we could send into space and orbit around this planet that would literally exorcise the majority of entities on this planet.
Now, we are still working on that, and our problem is getting the funds to build a beamer. And what we do is to focus it off a satellite, and as the energy is refocused on the Earth plane, then you can manipulate the fields there, whether it's agriculture, whether it's taking care of the pesticides, or the insects, or whether it's on a personal level with people. That's the next big step in radionics.
Because a lot of the problems we're dealing with in the world are from the family and the national level, the cultural level with the children. And I guess the philosophy is if we can exorcise these people, then maybe we can move some of these dark souls into the light and create more clarity for those people that live on this planet so we can be happier in the new age.
Right. The same thing like if you live in a house. And you have to remember that all the mental patterns of people going in and out and the entities create a lot of just garbage in a house, and get those things cleaned out also. And you can clean out huge areas with satellite photos and get these people moved into the light where they belong in the first place.
You know, Doc, what's funny is that I find that when you talk about this subject with people, they either totally adhere to it and believe it in a logical sense, or it's almost like if they have so many entities and they're so racked with drugs or heroin or pain or obsession, addictive behavior, it's like they don't want to hear it. It's like they're frightened of it. It's like somebody is keeping them down or away from it and holding them down.
I've had lectures where I've given and I've had people get up and run out of the door as fast as they can run. Better believe it's the entity in the person realizing that something might happen to his home, you know.
Uh-huh.
Locked into you and you're the home and he doesn't want that to happen.
Well,
I have people get lost and everything else, can't find me, you know, just weird things.
And also, there is the case, like I was talking about Adolf Hitler earlier and the potential amount of entities he might have had, but I do believe that a movie like The Exorcist was actually based on a true story and that if people are affected by that many entities, so many numerous entities, that they could reach a level of literally like a demonic state where it could be extremely dangerous.
No, but see, a demonic possession is rare. But what happens that separates it from the normal possession that other people have is that the entities, they open themselves up to the point where the core is open. Once an entity gets into the core of your being, then that becomes demonic possession at that point. Otherwise, it's just a possession aspect. Still has a lot of bad things for it, but of course, not as much as the demonic possession.
Fantastic. Doc, I'm going to give your number out. It's 602, I believe it's 483-9 and 3-2s, is that right?
Right.
If you'd like to talk to Dr. Charles Whitehouse about this issue, I got a letter today in the mail that inspired this topic from a lady, and somebody was trying to charge her $500 for an exorcism, and I believe that you're a lot more reasonable than that, right, Doc?
We only charge $55 for cleaning the aura.
Okay. And his number again is 602-483-9222.
Are they?
Yep.
See you in the light.
Doc, I'll see you in the light.
All right.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Dr. Charles Whitehouse, the man that taught me a lot about this information that we present to you on the Astrology Hour. And I guess in my growth, the longer I've lived, I do become much more in agreement with the power of God and the power of mind and the oneness of God we all share, and actually the power of light and love. And I do believe that people can reach a level of such incredible spiritual growth that their auras are so bright and so powerful that you might even see in the Bible, in certain areas of the Bible, when Paul and John and Philip used to lay their hands, and Jesus would lay their hands on people's heads or on their bodies, and that they would actually exorcise demons, entities. So this stuff is documented in the Bible. This stuff has been going on for years. Obviously, the way that Dr. Whitehouse does it is a way where we can actually literally use the psychotronics method with that machine and with the crystals and with his examination of the person to help exorcise these entities. But unfortunately, we don't have people like Jesus and John and Paul and Philip around to lay hands, even though some of these fundamentalists and ministers think they can. I do know that there are some very powerful people on the planet that are exorcist types, people that do have so much power of God and light and love, and they're in touch with it, that they can lay their hands on people and literally encourage a healing or an exorcism, which that individual would be very rare, of course, because they'd have to know about entities, interference, and chakras, and exorcism and such. But on the side of that, Charles Whitehouse, I guess, would definitely be the man to call if you were interested in that topic or that subject. So there's a different kind of subject from the Astrology Hour. I hope you learned something. If you recorded today's show, you have quite a show in your library. And special thanks to Dr. Charles Whitehouse in Paradise Valley, Arizona, for joining us on today's topic, which was on lost souls, depression, and entities. Okay, pretty far out topic today.